This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Jenny McBride is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. She remembers well her first introduction to poverty in her hometown of Milwaukee, with her father's efforts to bring relief to a family. Jenny offers us a glimpse into generosity.
My dad said I could go, but I had to promise to stay in the car. Do not get out of the car under any circumstances. The Christmas tree that had been in the company's window was in the trunk, and on the back seat of our big Lincoln, there were wrapped gifts and a large box of food. I nestled down in my seat and looked at the scenery passing by. We pass Wisconsin Avenue and continue north. Now I am seeing houses like I've never seen before. The wood on these houses is coming off in places. The paint is peeling. The porches are crooked. Some of the windows have cardboard in them, and many seem to be taped. Dad slows the car down in front of the dilapidated house. Sitting on the porch steps are three black children. They stare out at our teal blue luxury car. Dad repeats his warning to stay in the car as he opens the back door and pulls out the box of food. He takes it up the rickety steps and knocks on the front door. I'm watching him, but I'm also watching these kids. They have summer jackets on over what looks like a couple of sweaters, and they have what looks like socks on their hands. Instead of winter boots, they have regular shoes. In the cold, wet snow, they sit and peer at me and our car. A frail older woman answers Dad's knock. He is saying something to her, and at first she looks confused, but then she nods and a smile comes out that has not enough teeth. Dad comes back then and opens the trunk and brings out the Christmas tree. The children's eyes get huge as he tramps up the rickety steps and takes it into the house. There are lights for the tree and ornaments. I'm pretty sure he's in there long enough to put those lights on the tree. He claims that chore on our tree every year. He's in the lighting maintenance business after all. Then he comes back and pulls out the wrapped gifts. Now the kids have their mouths open and the youngest one is clapping one sock against the other. I feel very uncomfortable just then about complaining about my life on occasion. We drive back in silence. Dad takes Wisconsin Avenue all the way down to Lakeshore Drive and back so that we can enjoy the Christmas lights and decorated department store windows before we go home across the viaduct to our beautiful suburb where children don't wear socks for mittens. This memory has stuck with me for well over 60 years. My dad was not a perfect person. He laughed uproariously at ethnic and racial jokes and had a stash of them himself to share. He drank a lot and smoked countless cigarettes, as well as the occasional cigar. Even though he claimed to be a socialist, he was a highly paid executive. He was, like most of us, a complex person. My dad's gestures toward the family in the inner city was not much. I don't believe he continued to give to or even think about that family again. But I am still very proud of my dad and what I saw him do on that cold December day.
Jenny McBride's life continues to be full in her involvement with the arts. She was the director of the Mountain Valley Arts Council for a number of years. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org and on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.